This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Bullying is a big concern in schools, and some teachers believe the intense rhetoric of the election has made things worse. Melania Trump has said that she'll work against online bullying if she becomes First Lady. And yesterday, Hillary Clinton proposed a federal program to give $500 million to states to develop anti-bullying strategies for schools. The funds would help pay for things like counselors and social workers and mental health programs. Marketplace's Rima Crace reports.
10 minutes before I called middle school counselor Lindsay Ross, an eighth grader was in her office complaining about her best friend who's been calling her the B word.
A lot of boys now are calling her that at lunch, and she's really upset about it.
Ross is one of only two counselors at Northeastern Randolph Middle School in Liberty, North Carolina. She handles more than 300 students. Clinton's plan would give schools like Ross's more staff and tools to fight bullying.
I really think that efforts are needed, very, very needed, welcome, but they need to be very carefully designed and implemented.
Sherry Bauman is a bullying expert and professor at the University of Arizona. She says there's little research on what's effective, so certain trainings may not be useful, and they could be counterproductive. Bauman says all states already have anti-bullying laws in place, but in many cases,
there's no funding, just a mandate that you do things.
Under Clinton's program, states could receive $4 for every dollar they commit to anti-bullying. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.